Blog Talk Radio.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITE. GUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, April 14th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, and sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in, sit a spell, make some new friends, talk to our guests, talk to others around the country, but also keep backyard poultry and strive to live a more self-sustaining lifestyle. Also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will welcome my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, and author, Pat Foreman. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
EggCartons.com. Your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Poultry advocate, author of many great books, Pat Gorman. Welcome, Pat. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, Whisperer. You're coming in a little staccato, which just started after the break, but it's but I'm doing really great. I want to tell everyone about our third poultry club meeting last night, the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club meeting. Met, and gosh, we just had such a good time. But one of the key things on the agenda is that the police had come and absconded one of our members' poultry flock, saying she had to get rid of them within a week. And so a lot of the club time was spent about formulating a committee to develop a strategy to help cities and towns all up and down the Shenandoah Valley who want to get poultry promoted in their cities. So it was a pretty high energy meeting. We had a lot of fun. So how are you doing now, Whisper? Are you finally really totally caught up on your sleep? Oh, Andy, can't hear you at all. So you get that. Until you get that figured out. The other thing we did at our club meeting is I showed just about 12 little PowerPoint slideshow about integrating chickens in with gardening to use them as true chicken helpers. And we talked about the different kinds of fencing. Sometimes you fence the chickens in and the plants out. Other times you fence the plants in and the chickens out. And sometimes you just let them free range. So that went through really well. And then the other thing we did is we've got our officer elections will be our next meeting, and we've decided to incorporate as a nonprofit. So we're going to go ahead and file those papers. That'll let us get a checking account, and it'll also make fundraising a lot easier. And, of course, then people can write off their donations to the club as tax deductible. Since it's tax season, we're all thinking about that. So can people still hear me in the chat room? I haven't heard anything from Andy.
Oh, I'm back now.
There he is, our one and only.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I was coming in loud and clear. Like we said, even when we're on the road, we have a backup, and I just wanted to make sure there shouldn't be any excuse why we shouldn't come out loud and clear during the week when we're here in the makeshift studio at home. So I just wanted to make sure. And how am I coming through now, Pat?
You're very loud and clear. There's absolutely no problem. Yeah.
Good. Wanted to make sure we did that.
Yeah, well, I would say you have a professional studio at home there, Whisper, not a makeshift studio. I mean, my goodness, you're the high-tech redneck, and you're just doing great things with this technology. I'm so impressed.
Slowly but surely, yeah, it's getting more high-tech every day. I do research on it and see what I can do to make sure we have the best sound for our listeners. So we upgrade quite a bit to do what we can. Now, before I rebooted and whatnot, then you said that last night, instead of going to the person's home, they came to your meeting to tell her that she had to get rid of her. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, no. They had been to her home 2 days earlier, and the police officers showed up. And the officers were wonderful. They felt really badly about it. It's in a very upscale part of town, probably one of the most upscale, well-coiffed areas. And the chicken area that she has them kept in, keeping them in, is absolutely beautiful. They've got a little greenhouse and the chickens' nest boxes. I mean, it's just idyllic. And she had some Polish chickens, and what was interesting is even the former animal control officer and the policeman go, oh, we didn't know there were designer chickens.
Yeah.
so they've never seen anything like a Polish chicken, and they were really nice about the whole thing. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to now form, we've got a committee formed, and we're going to do a strategy about getting the laws changed, not only in Lexington, but also maybe Buena Vista, Waynesboro might be where Charlottesville, which is close by, just allowed chickens. So that's a good thing. We have a precedent of a neighboring city allowing chickens. So anyway, it's just to do it smoothly and gently and politically correct, and just see if we can't schmooze everybody. So that's our plan.
So somebody must have complained.
There was one anonymous complaint.
Anonymous? What is anonymous complaint?
Complaint.
People don't have guts. I would say something else, but we're on the air. They obviously don't have any, I'm not going to say it, but anonymous complaint? What a bunch of losers. Anonymous complaint. I mean, what? I hate those.
Just one. And Ann thinks it was because, now she got some, she got ordered five chickens, only five of various kinds, and they were all roosters, as it turns out. So that, I'm not going to mention which hatchery it was, but it was 100% roosters. And one started crowing, she got rid of that one as soon as it did. Another one started crowing, got rid of that one. So she thinks that the neighbor had heard some crowing. It couldn't have been long, and it couldn't have been loud, but she thinks that's what triggered it off. So anyway, it is what it is, and we're viewing it as an opportunity to really address it, because I know I used to know five, but now four flocks within the Lexington city limits that are contraband. So the fowls are flying under the radar to stay in the city limits. But anyway, we've learned so much too since over the last several years, and certainly through the talk show. So one of the things that came up is that we're just going to consolidate a lot of the information like you've talked about and you've presented and we've presented up here up in Maryland, all that, and just get it on one website. So we're finally going to, when I talked to the Gossamer people, we're really going to dedicate time and resources to getting the Chickens in the City website up. We've got the domain name, and then just have it as a resource center for free and easily accessible information about how to get laws changed. So that's coming along probably in the next week or two.
That's awesome. Not to change the subject, but even the local code enforcement here doesn't like anonymous complaints, because what they told me was that they have no way, in a lot of ways these are truly anonymous. And so they have no way to go back to the people who made this complaint to let them know that even if they are in the right and are allowed chickens just because someone complains. So the problem that occurs on both ends is that, for example, when people in my neighborhood had complained to the city, then they had no way to go back to them. And it wasn't about chickens, it was something else. And they had no way to go back to them and contact the people who complained to let them know what I was doing was completely legal, was completely within the ordinance and the codes, and they couldn't do anything about it. And so it shows that, like, the city that's not doing anything. There's no way they could go back and say, hey, we investigated and we observed, and he is not doing anything that is illegal or is against any code or ordinance. And so we've done this. We just want to let you know now. So there was no way for them to go back to these folks and let them know. So it looks like they're not taking the complaint seriously, or they're not investigating the complaint. So they didn't like the anonymous complaints either, because there was no way to get back to them and let them know, yes, we're on it. Yes, it's legal. Yes, it's not illegal, and we're handling it. Nothing like that. So it was they don't like him very much either. But anonymous complaint. You know, if you ever since I think the seventh grade when I was writing or complaining about something, I always put my name to it because I felt like I was doing the right thing. What are you afraid of? I mean, this is ridiculous. Put your name on it. That's just plain stupid. So
yeah. Well,
it's unfortunate
on the other,
for her.
On the other, I agree with you totally, Whisper. But on the other hand, you know, being a pharmacist, and sometimes there are some pretty shady, really dark kinds of things that people give tips off with drug abuse. And I can understand where they'd be a little hesitant to try to get any sort of what do you call it? You know, falling out because they ratted on someone that was abusing drugs, but you know, we really can't compare chickens with drug abuse, I don't think. But I can understand where an anonymous complaint might have a place if you're talking about something that's really underground and dark and dastardly. So, but anyway,
yeah,
I agree. Anytime I complain, I feel like I have to own up to it and put my name on it if I feel that strongly about it.
Me too. And then you could always complain back. You can also say, well, hey, you know, find out who did it, and then you could probably find about 14 complaints on their property. And so, you know, what's good for the goose? But anyway, I'm not going to even bother with chickens in the news today, folks. We are going to get right into Being Wednesday, Simplify Your Life with Anitra Kerr. Today is everything organized. We have actually, it's not official, but around here we kind of call Wednesday the official Ladies Day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And just because we have so much great information on Wednesdays with Anitra Kerr, from organizations to baking to bread to smoothies to you name it. And so Wednesday around here, and we're going to continue that throughout the year with Wednesdays kind of being Ladies Day because I just checked again. All of our information from the radio show and Facebook, and still about 75% of our listener base, follow base, fan base are women, and the number one group and number two group are ladies between 35 and 55, it shows. So we welcome you, and thank you very much for tuning in Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. So we make sure that we have kind of on Wednesdays have what we call Ladies Day. But, of course, a lot of the guys like to hear all this stuff from Anitra as well, organization, bed breaking, baking, food storage, the whole nine yards. So that's what we have today on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go to one more short commercial break, and that will give you your time to get pen and paper together. That's something you have learned if you're a regular listener. Every Wednesday when Anitra comes on, you should have a pen and paper readily available for all this great information she's about to share with us over the next 40 minutes. So we'll go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll welcome Anitra Kerr talking about organization today. So make sure you get your pen and paper ready to take some serious notes.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flocks safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, NightGuard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Go ahead. Make my day.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Whisper, are you there? Yeah. Okay. Still punching people in the beak, though, are we?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, a little staccato, but now you're coming in.
Okay, very good. No, yesterday was really my first full day back on Monday. You know, like I told you, I had recovering from this crazy, crazy busy tour. But yesterday was catch-up day, so now I feel like I didn't even get that four-hour nap or that good night's sleep before. So it'll be, and I'm still playing a little catch-up today, so got a lot of stuff going on. But hopefully by the end of the week, and that's why I may be fading out sometimes or right in the middle of a sentence is because I've got this on-off switch here, mute button, because I don't want everybody out there in radio land to, I don't want to cough in your ear because my voice is still recovering, and of course it's pollen season here in the South. All the cars are yellow, all the picnic tables, all the driveways, all the, you name it, it is yellow from all of the pollen. In fact, the pollen count yesterday was about 2,400 here in Atlanta, which is incredibly high. And then I think last week while we were gone, we had some days where it hit 6,000. So it was insane. So of course that's not helping my sinuses or my voice any. But hey, like I said yesterday, the show must go on. And today being Wednesday, simplify your life with Anitra Kerr. If I can hit the right crazy button here on the switchboard, we will go ahead and bring Anitra live here. Let me see if I can get this thing updated and working. There we go. Anitra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here. How are you?
I'm
feeling better. You've been sick for a while.
Yeah, just going to take a little bit and a little bit of honey and
ginger tea. I'm telling you, ginger tea is going to cure it all.
Ginger tea is wonderful. She's right.
Ginger tea. You know, Andy. Oh, you know what, Andy, sorry, I can hardly hear you. You're really, really soft, but I'm going to tell you about ginger tea really quick because I was so ill for 3 weeks, as you know, and I took some fresh ginger and grated it on my little cheese grater, and I drank, you know, a pitcherful every day, made a little pad kind of on my chest at night so I wouldn't cough, and I tell you, it wiped it out completely. It takes care of your cough. It's amazing. It has that heat. The fresh ginger, and it was great. So start taking your ginger tea and go to bed with it on your chest, and you'll feel a lot better.
Well, I will definitely get some of that today, the ginger tea. I have green tea, and I love green tea with honey.
Ginger
and
has heat, really does a lot for your body. Yeah.
I will do that without a doubt on my way out.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good. Okay, well, today I guess we're going to be talking about organizing your office. And the reason I chose this is because there are so many people all around. I just get bombarded all the time with people who need help with their paperwork. And it just seems to be an ongoing thing that people need to manage. So because most of your people are women, and Pat, you'll probably, you know, be able to relate with this, I think that women are more, you know, it's not just an office space where we sit and we do our paperwork and on we go. It really, I believe, has to be a place that's you know, just sets a nice mood. I feel like if my office is a place where I feel like I have a retreat, not just bombarded with paperwork, I want to be there and I want to feel comfortable in it. So we're going to start off by just talking about creating an office space that's comfortable, that's bright, that's cheery, that gives you a reason to be there besides thumbing through all your paperwork. And then as we have time, we're going to talk about the furniture that should be in an office, how you do your paperwork and all those things. So bear with me for a few minutes while I do this because I think it's important for women to understand especially that creating a mood in your office and wanting to be there and be comfortable is key to feeling good about spending time there. So what are some things? And I've got a whole list of things that we're going to talk about. First of all, I am a total advocate of natural light. And I just think that, and studies have been shown, that if you're in an office that has natural light, whether it's sunshine or you know, soft lighting or whatever, you're a lot more calm than people who work in offices that have the neon or whatever that's called. Anyway, you know what kind of lighting.
Fluorescent lighting.
Pat, have you heard that too? Fluorescent lighting is
absolutely bad
for your health. So bad.
It's terrible.
It just
drains you.
It does, and it causes headaches. I can always feel, even if I'm walking through a hospital, I can feel the fluorescent light starting to you know, be crazy. But it literally heightens your blood pressure, and it's just not good for your sense of concentration. So if you have a room where your office is and it has fluorescent lighting, turn off the fluorescent lights and put in some natural lighting. Some task lighting is a great idea. I work with a lot of women in their offices, and one of the things that I see that really makes me happy is a lot of women have great desks, but they have under cabinet lighting, which is really soft and really comfortable. If you have your desk in the basement, if you could possibly take it out of the basement and put it in front of a window, there is so much that comes from just natural sunshine, not only for your health, but for your mind, for your thought process. And I think if we can look outside and look at nature and look at the trees and listen to the birds and all those things, we really just become more calm, and it's more inspiring. So even if it's not a full-on desk, even if it's just a small table that you work at, make that a top priority, is to find good lighting. The second thing I think that's important in an office is a comfortable chair. Have you ever noticed how if you just sit on a hard chair, how uncomfortable it is to sit there and you squirm all the time? Now they have really great ergonomic chairs where you can sit with your knees kind of down, and it's really comfortable. If you're going to be in your office for a while, especially if you run a business or if you're there for hours at a time, make sure you have a comfortable chair and make sure you have something soft under your feet. And another thing that I would recommend is having a nice reading chair. If you have room in your office for somewhere just to sit away from your computer and away from your desk to just unwind and relax. Sometimes we feel that the office is just somewhere to work, but wouldn't it be nice if you had somewhere just to take your leisure reading and put your feet up and just relax? And so that's, if you have room for that, I would recommend that.
Yeah. Anitra, we had a request that you speak up just a little bit. You're still coming through
a little softly. This is so hard for me. I don't have a loud voice, but I'll talk a little louder and pretend that everybody has a hearing aid on. Okay, so the one thing that I find the most when I go and organize offices is there is just, of course, they wouldn't have me there unless this happened, but there is just clutter everywhere, and there's no real system of organization. In your ideal world, I want you to close your eyes and think about, if you walked into your office, what would you want to see? Would you want to see your desk full of paperwork and stashes and piles? Well, of course not. So the very first thing I'm going to request to you is that when you clear out your office and really start from scratch, if you can, is what I've said before. You're going to start with four bins or four boxes, and if you really want to do a major office overhaul, you're going to put all of your items in these boxes. Number one, trash. So many things that we carry or we have in our office are just papers that we think we're going to use or things that just don't apply anymore. So throw the things away that you don't need. Number two, you'll find things in your office that belong somewhere else in your home. So put those in a bin. And don't take them there yet. Just wait till your bin is all full, and then you can deal with that later. But so many times I find dishes or, you know, kids' socks or toys or all kinds of things in people's office that don't belong, and that just adds to the clutter. The third bin is going to be donations, things that you might have, you know, extra cords, extra phones, extra whatever, computer towers. Get rid of what you don't absolutely need every day. And then the fourth bin, of course, is going to be, and that's probably going to be the biggest one, things that stay in the office but just need to be reorganized. So once we've gone through that and you've gotten rid of all of your piles, start from the beginning. And I'm going to talk about the desk for just a minute. We're going to talk about the drawers. We're going to talk about what needs to be on your desk. And, of course, everybody is different. A lot of people I have found are comfortable with their piles. They're comfortable with their things, their trinkets, their gadgets. And because I'm a very simple person and I like clean areas and clean spaces, I don't like little tiny things because I feel like they're distracting. And when I'm in my office, and this has to do with just the general mood of the office, I want to have inspiring pictures. I want to have positive affirmations, things that when I look around, I feel great. I feel motivated to work. I have, you know, a couple pictures of my kids or, you know, things, trips that I want to take or something that motivates you. If all that you see every day are piles of work, then that can really, really bring you down. So put things around you that make you happy, but don't clutter, okay? For example, I had a picture of Greece. I plan to go to Greece next year, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to put a picture of Greece to inspire me to look forward to, things like that, or things that I love to think about, or things I've heard that really are motivating, quotes, whatever, I'll put them, you know, here and there. Now, your desktop, can you possibly get rid of all that's on your desktop? And you can. I promise you can, because we're going to talk about how to file all those things that are on your desktop. But let's just talk about the very basic things, okay? Again, we have a cozy lamp, something that makes you feel like you're warm and you're comfortable. Maybe a picture or two. We're going to have a stackable file. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I also recommend that you have music. If you're a music lover, have some music in your office. There's nothing that soothes and makes you feel better than to have some music quietly going on. And if you don't like music, that's okay too. But a lot of people have to have something going on when they work. So make it a comfortable place. All right. Let's start with the top drawer, because all of us have one in our desk, and it always, always, always is too much. Now, I want you to think, or if you're there at your office, I want you to open your top drawer and see what's in there. And chances are you have way too many pens. You have elastic bands kind of floating everywhere, paper clips, and there's kind of no method to the madness. So what I'm going to recommend is you take out your entire, everything that's in that top drawer. Just lay it out on your on the top of your desk. And then how do we start organizing that? Well, let's just make this very, very basic. You get a drawer organizer, or two or three, or however you like. And I love to, when I go to organize, I like to just measure the entire drawer, see what they have, and then depending on what these people have, then you're going to know what kind of drawer organizer you need. Sometimes it works best to have just individual little boxes, you know, maybe 6 by 8 by 6, maybe 4 of those in your drawer, or those expandable dividers that you can also purchase at office supply stores where they have little tiny places and then long places and bigger places. So basic things that would belong in your top drawer. Let's talk about those. Tape. There is no reason why we need 4 or 6, you know, rolls of tape. I don't know why I see that. It's such a pattern. We need one roll of tape. One roll of tape will do. And I'll tell you what to do with the extras in a minute. Some rubber bands, some paper clips, pencils and pens, scissors, mailing labels, stamps, stapler, Sharpies, some highlighters, and then if you want, just, you know, some scratch pads of paper. You know, one thing that I have found, instead of going and buying, you know, all these expensive pads of paper just because, you know, you write a note and you just throw it away, or even better than sticky notes, if you go to your local copy store, they often have, you know, all these reams of paper that they break down, and they make little writing pads. They're like 5 cents a piece for a pad. Buy, you know, 20 of them, and it'll last you a whole year. But they're great because you're not wasting a whole piece of paper. And, you know, I find that the sticky pads are always kind of odd because, you know, they're so thick and they're so small. And so to have a pad of paper and they're about 4 by 6, it's perfect. You just write your note and on you go. So I like to have a couple of those in my drawer as well. Now, I know that we're all guilty of this because I see it all the time, and I have been guilty of this, so I'm just going to get out and tell you. Cords. What do you do with all your cords? You have your iPod cords, your camcorder, your camera, your BlackBerry, all these different chargers and cords. What do we do with them? We just kind of stuff them in a drawer or put them on the countertop. How about this idea? Why don't you take some Ziploc sandwich bags and put them individually in there so you have one for your BlackBerry, one for your camcorder, whatever, and you label them. Of course, your labeler is going to be your best friend. So for those of you who've never heard organization from me, you'll know that this is key and top on my list is to have a label maker. And it's so nice because I just take all my cords, they're all in these little Ziploc sandwich bags, and they all go in one box in my drawer. And it's perfect. It works great. So there's an idea for your cords. Okay, so that's the top drawer, just everyday basic things. And, you know, if you're doing your bills there, why not have all your stamps and your labels and everything you need right there? If you have room in that drawer, also put, you know, various sizes of envelopes. So you have everything right there at your fingertips. Now, I love when I go into homes and they have hundreds of rolls of tape and tons of erasers and lots of those things, because I think, you know what, they have a little store in their office. But, of course, your store doesn't need to be in the top drawer. So what do? Most of you have a bottom drawer in your desk or somewhere else that you can put these things. And I would recommend that you divide those, again, into maybe shoeboxes or smaller organized boxes labeled. So you have one for writing utensils. That can be all of your Sharpies, pencils, pens, everything that does with writing. You have another one for adhesives, tapes, glues, glue sticks, things like that. And then you have, you know, one for cutting tools or whatever. So you always have a backup. It's also nice to have ink cartridges. Backup ink cartridges are always a good idea. When have you been in the middle of a project and run out of printer ink? That's just a pain. So think of all those things, and it's nice to have a backup plan, but have them away and have them labeled so you know where to go. It's just like storing food. It's always nice to have a supply on hand in the background. Okay, so there's the top drawer, and that's the extras drawer we talked about. Let's talk about the next drawer in the desk. If you have another drawer, this is where I would put all kinds of different envelopes, large and small envelopes, lined paper. Now, let's talk about this just for a minute. Some of you have the hanging file drawers, which are great, because if you do, just hang a file folder for lined paper, a file folder for printer paper, blank paper, another file for stationery, another one for envelopes. And do you see how if you hang them, there's a lot more space than if you stack them, because once you stack them, you know, you can only go so high until they all tip over and get all over each other, and that's just a mess. So I would recommend for stationery, you know, I think one of the biggest wastes of time is to go to the store just for a card. And when you have a thought to send someone a card, wouldn't it be nice just to have it right there? So my idea for this is to get one of those expandable file folders, and you can put this right inside your hanging file. And this is just for cards. So you have a slot for birthday cards, anniversary cards, thank yous, sympathies. Blank cards are the best because they really kind of work for everything. And whenever you need a card, you just go in there, and there it is. And you have your stamps and your address labels in your top drawer, and you're ready to go. And you really can just kind of get it out the door. Do you understand how having everything that you can, you know, if we think ahead a little bit, it really saves us time in the end. And this is with anything in our life, anything that we're going to organize with. If we can say, you know what, if I'm using this once or if I'm going to the store for this once, chances are I'm going to be returning again and again. So while you're there buying one card, buy three or four. And, you know, the nicest thing, Pat, is when they go on sale after the occasion, let's say, you know, Easter. As soon as Easter's over, they sell their cards, you know, for, you know, 75% off. So then you can stock up for next year. Isn't that a great idea?
And then that is a great idea.
Stash. Yeah. Okay, so that's the other drawer. And then if you have yet one more drawer, we're going to talk about the paperwork, okay? So here's we're going to do two things. And I don't want to confuse you, so you got to stick with me. You have two options. You can either have on the top of your desk. Well, you know what? Let's just decide that you're going to do those two things because I think it works every time. On the top of your desk, I would recommend that you have a stackable file organizer. You know, there's four tiers. So the first one will be incoming mail. You'll just label that, incoming mail. The second one will be outgoing mail. The third one will be to manage. And the fourth one will be to file. Now let's talk about those for just a second. The top one, incoming mail. Now, just take your mail that you get, and if you don't have time to sort through it, that's a great place to put it, because guess what? It's not on your kitchen counter. Or, I mean, you can have this in your in your kitchen if you want. It can be your little mini office. But put it all there until you have time to manage your incoming mail, okay? The outgoing mail, that's pretty obvious. Anything that goes out, any correspondence, any bills, once you've written them, put the stamp on them, they're ready to go, just put them on that shelf, and you're not ever looking for them. They don't get lost. The third one, to manage. This is really, really important. And what you're going to do, let's just go through, and, you know, Pat, I'm going to ask you, Pat, why don't you tell me maybe two or three or four things that come through your mail on a daily basis.
Junk and junk.
Junk.
And more junk.
Yeah. Okay, well, basically, you know, we get bills, we get magazines or ads, we get maybe sometimes we get personal mail, invitations, things like that, and then, you know, junk mail, okay? So let's talk about those. Those are things that we're going to manage. So let's say that you look through your inbox and you see, let's say, an ad from the grocery store. I never really pay much attention to them, but there are a lot of people who clip coupons. So if you have time, clip the coupon. But don't keep the whole ad. Just clip what you need, put it in the to manage and deal with it later. Okay, next thing, we have junk mail. Of course, that goes in the garbage. Have a nice garbage can in your office, please. A lot of people forget that little detail, and it's really important. Okay, the third thing, catalogs or magazines. You know, chances are when you're going through your mail, you don't have time to just sit there and read your magazine. So put it in a leisure reading basket. This is critical. I feel like if we can, you know, put the things that we want to enjoy later in a separate container, we always know where to go to enjoy those things. And hopefully it's by your comfy chair in your office. Okay? So that has its own place. Okay, you got a dentist bill. What are you going to do with that? That's going to be to manage. So whether it's paying a bill, whether it's complaining about a bill or altering or some, you know, you had a problem with that bill, whatever it is that you need to do with that information, it goes into your manage folder, okay? And then I always recommend to everybody 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day, really concentrated effort, you can manage all of your paperwork, okay? So you look into that manage thing, and let's say, you know, the dentist overcharged you for something. So if it's in that manage bill, you're going to take care of it when you have time. Let's say it's just a bill that needs to be paid, okay? Then take the bill, write the check, do whatever you're going to do it, pay online, and deal with it. But always be sure that that manage shelf is under control and it's just not stuffed and going crazy. Okay, the to file, that's the next one, that's the last one, to file. Let's say that you've taken care of the bill. You've written out the bill, it's off and it's gone. But now you have the little stub that reminds you that you paid it, okay, for your record. That will have to be filed, and we're going to talk about where to file that in a minute. So once the bill's paid, put the stub in your to-be-filed section, okay? Now, let's say that you get an invitation in the mail. That will go into your to-manage because you don't have time right now to take care of the invitation. You don't know, you know, all the details. But when you do, you're going to take it out of your to-manage place. You're going to look at the date and the event, and you're going to write that on your calendar or your whiteboard, and that's it, just the event and the time, no details. Then you're going to take that card, and you're going to put it into the to-be-filed because that's going to go in a file in a minute, okay? Do you understand how, is this clear to you, Pat, and everybody else?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So basically, we're managing, and anything that goes beyond managing, if we've taken care of it and we're done, we check it if we don't need it, but if we need record of that item, it goes to the to-be-filed. All right, so those are your four tiers, and you can handle any kind of paperwork that comes through your hands in those four files, I promise you. Okay, now let's take it one step further. Let's go to the very bottom drawer, or this can be a completely separate file. This is your everyday paper file, and I'm going to give you some suggestions on what to make to divide those up. Number one, your current projects. Okay, label current projects. How many of you... We all have things that are going on, whether it's you're going to be teaching a lesson, you're going to be you're in charge of hosting a party, let's see, I don't know, you have an event that's out of town, you're traveling somewhere. Those are all things that need to be separated and not just be flopped on your desk somewhere or on your bed somewhere. So in this hanging folder that you're going to create that says current projects, I want you to put several manila folders. Manila folders can really be your best friend. They're the greatest way to just separate activities. So let's say I'm hosting a party, a birthday party. So I'm going to say, you know, Dan's birthday party, that's it. That is going to be captioned on my manila folder, and it'll go in my current projects. And then I just keep adding to them as I need. Now, when I need to work on it, if I need to open that project up and see what the guest list is, see what I'm going to, you know, be feeding these people, whatever, it's all at my fingertips. When I'm done managing that folder, back it goes into my current file. Do you see how simple that is? Then it's not strewn everywhere. It's all in one folder. The nicest thing about having them in a folder is when the event is over, I simply staple it and I put it somewhere else, okay? And we won't talk about the somewhere else because we don't have time for that today. Different file. But that way...
Do you ever go back to them? Anitra, the folders that you keep...
Yeah, I do. Because people will say, like, for example, last summer I had to host, you know, 600, I had 600 kids that I had to feed for 3 days. I had a big youth program we were doing. It was a lot of kids. And you know what? I was over the food, and you can imagine how much food that was. Well, it was so particular. It was so, you know, figured out. But I thought to myself, okay, next year it's going to be someone else's turn. They're going to want to know how many forks they needed and how, you know, how to run the show. And so, of course, I know exactly where to go. I know who to call. I know who my people were. So it really is helpful to document those things and to keep them together. What if somebody came to the party and said, I have to have the recipe for that pie. What did you do? Guess what? I just go to my folder. It's so simple. Okay? So the current projects is really important. The next one will be contacts. Now, I don't know. I guess men have a way of taking business cards, and they put them in their wallet or wherever. You know, my husband put it on his dresser, and it drives me crazy. But I think to myself, if I have contacts, I open another. Okay, it's going to be in a hanging folder, but inside that hanging folder, I have a manila folder. And this is just something I came up with because it works so well for me. I open up the manila folder, and I either staple the business card to the manila folder or paper clip or whatever, or I write down the contact information with a pen right on the folder. So let's say, I mean, how many of us, let's be honest, how many of us subscribe to things with a username and a password? How many? I mean, we have our online banking. Yeah. I mean, we have magazine. We have all kind of websites. Of course, everyone listening to this show should be on my website, Simply Living Smart. And you have a username and a password, so write it in your manila folder. But I tell you, it's so simple because when I go to pay bills or when I go to do anything that has a username and a password, if I forget, it's right there written in my manila folder. It's not on a little piece of paper somewhere. So contacts is really important. Whether it's a dentist card or a contractor, whatever you're using currently, put it in that contacts folder. Okay, the third folder would be great ideas. And how many women don't have great ideas? Really, we all do. And whether it's, you know, I am guilty of this, I'll tell you right in front, I am so guilty of going to the dentist office and thumbing through magazines because I don't subscribe to magazines. And so when I go to the dentist and I'm browsing and I find a great recipe, I honestly rip it out. But 9 times out of 10, I'll ask them if it's okay, and they really don't care. But I think maybe let's just say that we're all guilty of that. Oh, I just hope that's not vandalism. But anyway, forgiven. I take the recipe, and I put it in my folder when I get home because I don't have time right now to make it or file it in my recipe book or whatever. So anytime you have a great idea, a great recipe, something you want to try in your home, something you saw somewhere that you want to copy, put it in your great ideas folder, and it'll always be there at your fingertips. Number 4.
Anitra, if we could, just have a brief break.
Oh, you can't
run our sponsors,
come
and then we'll be
so much
right
to cover. Okay, that's fine. We'll come back.
We'll be right back with number 4, okay. If that's all right.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
This looks like a job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Okay. Well, welcome back. And Can you hear me?
Yep.
I assume
you
so.
Hear me, Pat?
Okay, great, Anitra. Okay, well, let's go on with number four then, Anitra. You were talking about getting organized with number four.
Okay, so number four is going to be a financial folder. And this, again, is going to be subdivided into three manila folders. So the first one under financial will be coupons. And if you're a coupon clipper, great. If you have any ads, anything that you want to use, that would be a great place to put them so that you always know where to find them. The second one is going to be for bills paid. Of course, remember when I told you that after your bill is paid, you're going to put that little stub in your to-be-filed folder, in your to-be-filed little shelf? Guess what? That's where it's going to go now. You're going to take it out of that to-be-filed, and you're going to put it right there in your bills paid manila folder so that you have record of the bills. And, you know, I only hold on to those for a year, and then out they go, especially utility bills, things like that, doctor bills. If it's something that's, you know,
no, Anitra,
more major.
You don't keep them for your taxes so you can write them off on your taxes, your home office?
Well, that's in another folder. Hold on.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. But you know what? I actually have a different system where I get all that at the end of the year. They take care of it for me. So I actually keep the stub in this one just so I have record for me. And then you're right. I do call my insurance company, and they send me a year-to-date total thing. So it works out really nicely. Okay, so that's the first one is coupons. The second one is bills paid. And then the third one is receipts. How many of us buy appliances, clothing, household items, and we're always looking for that darn receipt or we threw it away with a bag? Well, no more, because what you're going to do is in that manila folder, you're even going to subdivide a little bit better, and you're going to subdivide those into you know, envelopes. So one envelope for January, one for February, one for March. Isn't that amazing? So if you can remember the month, or you can go back to your bank statement and see when you paid for that, then you can go right in there and all the receipts are together.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay. Nobody could hear me. I didn't know what was going on. It was like my mic didn't even work at all, so I just had to try it.
Are we all together? Are
we
you
are
all right?
I guess, okay. If you can hear me.
Okay. Don't give us all a heart attack. All right, so put your receipts in there. Now, I have one more thing to say about receipts. Let's say that you buy, for example, a television. Okay, that's kind of a big purchase item. So I would take the receipt, the warranty information, the instructions, everything that goes with that, and I put it all together. And then that, of course, is going to go into a more permanent file. We don't have time to talk about that today. That's another episode. But that's a little bit more of a big purchase, so that goes in another place. So receipts. So that's going to be your financial folder. Next, like Pat mentioned, is going to be your tax deductions. Anything that's tax deductible, any charitable contributions, anything that you can write off will go into your taxes folder. You'll be so glad at the end of the year when you just hand it to your tax lady and off you go. All right. The sixth one is calendar. How many of us get invitations in the mail? This is, remember when I talked about, okay, you have a birthday party invitation, you wrote the date and the event on your calendar, and then you still have this card. What are you going to do? Are you going to put it on your fridge? No, get all of your schmegma off your fridge. There's so much that gets put on our fridge. We don't need stuff on our fridge. Take the card and you know, when you put it in your to-be-filed little section, your little shelf right there, you're going to take it and you're going to put it right here in your calendar folder, because you have the event on your calendar. So when it comes time to see what kind of gift to get or when it is or all the details, the address or whatever, you're going to have the card right there. It's not going to get lost. It's not going to get munched. It's right there. When you're done, you chuck it. Okay? The last drawer, the last folder, is going to be for family members. And I happen to have one for each of my family members, but, you know, whatever you want to do. This works great for things like awards, report cards, pictures, anything that's important to those people in your family that you want to hold on to. And, of course, they need to sort through them. You know, if I find stray pieces of paper and I'm not sure if they need it, that's where they're going to look first, is in their little folder. You know, at the end of the month, I make them go through it so it's empty. But I don't let this file get out of control, because I only have one file for all of those things, one box, one file box. And for those of you who are premium members on Simply Living Smart, that video is actually going in tomorrow, so you can watch exactly how I do my paper filing and creating a mini office. So that's pretty much everyday paperwork. Okay, we only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to run to another concept, and we're not going to have time to talk about the permanent file, but let's talk about where you put other stuff. I worked with a woman once who had a ginormous bulletin board. It was so great. It was like 4 feet by 6 feet. It was huge. And I thought, That is so, so nice. But I could hardly see the bulletin board because it was just covered in stuff. It was more like a, you know, a graffiti board. I mean, there was no method to the madness. So what we did was we took everything off, and then I took some really thin ribbon and I divided that. I just took some thumbtacks, and I divided it from top to bottom and across to cross into 9 sections. And this is what we decided would work for her. So maybe this will give you some ideas. Number one, we had one square that was for tickets and events. She loves basketball games, and she loves to go to the movies, whatever. So those are where she would put her tickets. She goes to the opera and things like that. It was perfect. She could always find them. They were just tacked right up there. The second one, she really liked to have her contacts, her business cards, things that she was working on right at the moment, right into one of those boxes on her bulletin board. The third, she loves to read. She's an educator. So she had a list of all the books that she wanted to read. And she would keep adding to the list and adding to the list, but it was in a place where she knew exactly where to look. The fourth was for her ads and coupons. She was a coupon clipper, so she liked to have those things right there. The fifth box was for her grocery list. She just had a running grocery list all the time that she just could go, and if her kids needed something, they knew that they could go and write it right there. Number six, appointment cards. She has several children who have, you know, medical needs often, and so whenever they had an appointment card, she just tacked it right up there. Can you see how efficient this is? I mean, she really had a place for everything so that it wasn't on her desktop. And the last one, number seven, school phone numbers and emergency contacts. She felt that that was important. If her kids were home alone, there was something not going, you know, that where they were kind of too much in a panic to look in the phone book, all of the emergency contact numbers were in that one box. Number eight, a teaching schedule. She's a teacher as well, as I mentioned, and so she had her teaching schedule when she had to be where so that the family could also see when she will be gone. And finally, she had a place for all of her kids, you know, soccer schedules, baseball, ballet, dance, piano, whatever, all of their things. So I just thought it was brilliant. And you know what? She was so excited. That was the one thing in her office that she was thrilled about was her bulletin board because she finally had a place for it all. And if you're not a filer and you would rather have your things in front of you like that, great. It would make me a little crazy. I would have to put it behind my office chair, not in front of it.
Oh, okay. Anitra, we're coming down to the finish line here,
okay.
And just need to finish up really fast.
Okay,
we've only got about a minute left.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up by just telling you that whiteboards can really be your best friend. If you are a calendar person, you've got to have either a calendar or a whiteboard because, you know what, they work great. Everybody has to see what's going on. If you can color coordinate maybe what you write on the whiteboard, you know, blue for family, pink for personal, green for religious, or brown for appointments, whatever you do, that really helps to categorize in your mind what's going on. So, you know, hopefully this has given you a little bit.
Yes, that's been really,
nation.
Really, really helpful, Anitra. Many wonderful suggestions, and we thank you so much for coming on the show. I certainly took some notes here, and there are a couple things I'm going to change in my office. So, okay.
Good.
Well, thank you so very, very much. We just want to remind people that coming up tomorrow is Professor Bridget McCray. She's going to talk about how to get ready for shows, how to get your bird just spanking squeaky clean and shiny to get there so it catches the judge's eye. And then Friday, of course, is Fun Friday, our freaky, frivolous, fun and frolicky Friday. It might even have a couple chicken jokes in hand. So, Andy, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And just
go
in
ahead.
Closing, thanks so much for all our sponsors for their support, including Night Guard and Mount Healthy Hatchery, Murray McMurray. I mean, we've got so many wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Anitra, thank you for your tips on organizing our home offices and our business offices in other places. Andy, thanks so much for bringing us all together and for your for all the amazing things you do for the chicken movement worldwide. And as always and forever, God bless everybody and may the flock be with you always.